Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Oh, this is heavy, Doc. I mean, it's like I was just here yesterday.
You were here yesterday, Marty. You were.
Hi, my name is Joe. I listen to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO, Bedford, Mass.
It's actually listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO. He's my sassy man crush.
I'm listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford.
Yeehaw!
We're sending you back to the future!
I sometimes fancy Chris Earle's little time travel radio show.
I really like that hat, Marty.
Thanks, Biff.
Gotta be the wrong year.
Hey, Doc! Where are you going now? Back to the future?
Nope. Already been there.
Hey, you. Get your damn hands off her. I have been looking all over for you.
This is all wrong. I don't know what it is. But when I kiss you, like I'm kissing my brother.
I'm afraid you're just too darn
I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on Time Travel with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Whoa, this is heavy.
There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It is 6:04 p.m. If you're still at work, leave. It is a new spot for Time Travel 2.0 with Chris Searle. Why is it 2.0? Because it's better than ever. It's an hour long. We don't have 2 hours anymore, so we got to do everything we used to do in 2 hours in 1 hour, but we can do it because it's time travel. We like to educate as well as entertain. And today is Paul Earle's 81st birthday, and here I am with his three sons, myself and my brothers, Russell and Eric. And Angela is also here, Russ's girlfriend. Hello, everybody. If you guys want to say hello, just jump right into the microphone and stick your face right into that mic and just say hello. Every single one of them's on, so just grab one of those. And
how are we doing?
There we go.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And
Dad, where are you?
Happy birthday. And Paul, of course. Of course. he couldn't just do what I asked, which was come at 4:30 and I will drive you into the studio. So he drove himself in, and it's 6:05 now. So we're not sure if he's actually going to make his birthday. We will see. We will see. So we got Ride Captain Ride in the background, first song for the day. So I guess we can talk about maybe some memories. Russ, grab yourself a mic. There's plenty of them. We got four of them. Yeah, you get your own. There you go. Just say hello. Make hello. Sure that one's working. There we go. So this is Blue's Image.
Blue's Image.
Right? From the 70s. I figured Dad liked to sail, throw on a Blue's Image song. Maybe a little Sloop John B. after this. While we're waiting for him, we should probably... We could talk crap about him now, and then we won't say anything that mean because it'll be his birthday, and we'll be nice to him when he comes in. I mean, guys, you know. But, man... Why couldn't he just show up on time? That's what that's my first
question.
He's
on tour.
He's outside somewhere.
He's outside?
He's probably watching us.
He's been outside for like an hour now.
Dad's listening to the show on his AM radio.
You know what he's doing?
Reading
he's
the newspaper in the corner.
Trying to figure out where WMFO is on 91.5 FM.
Yeah. Yeah. He's putting his low jack on the 1992 Honda Accord.
He's got to put his, you know... The clamp on the steering wheel? What's it called?
Oh, he gave me one of those for my birthday or Christmas.
That's how old it was.
It was the club, but was it used? No, it was the Econo Club. It was the Econo Slim.
I have the original.
So he didn't give me the Econo Club, which would keep my vehicle safe. He got me the Slim. So anybody could break into that thing.
He gave me one with one key. I said, "What do you have? The other key to steal a car?"
Yeah. You want to? You guys want to do a PSA? We can get this out of the way. Who wants to read a PSA? Eric? There we go. Why don't you read us a PSA?
WFMO in Medford.
WMFO. There you go. Yeah. WMFO.
MFO.
So we'll get these out of the way. You only need to do one, so. And they're fast. That just means 10 seconds on it if you see the 10 there. And just read it right off. Go ahead.
DiscoverTheForest.org to find a forest or park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you like hiking, fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit DiscoverTheForest.org.
All right. Russ, you got one?
Mental health, friends. The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more info, go to whatadifferent.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Beautiful. All right. Angela, you feel left out? You want to read a PSA?
No, I'm all set.
All right, she's all set. She's all set.
Thanks anyway.
Angela, you want to give us a maybe you can give us a horoscope of the day or something like that, or a station ID. You want to do the station ID?
What's that? WMFO?
Yes. There you go. Very good.
Very
nice
good.
Job. All right.
Here we go.
Yeah, triple play there. We only had to do one, but we got three in. That's 3 hours worth of radio right there that we covered. So where do you think Dad actually is?
I think he's in Medford.
You think he's somewhere in Medford?
He's roaming.
Eric said he was at a pizza shop. Where was he at the pizza shop? Did he name it?
He grabbed a slice and he jumped on the green line.
He's getting a tea.
He's at the...
I think he's looking for a parking spot.
My guess is he's probably trying to call all of us who are actually on the radio, and he doesn't realize that we can't answer the phones for the next 52 minutes. Right?
Dad, I hope you tune into the show.
It could be his best birthday ever.
I know.
Yeah. 81, everybody's inside, Dad.
What do we got after this? We got a little Sloop John B. in the background.
Snoop.
Nice.
Good stuff.
I have a feeling that he might be walking past that window right there very soon in the hallway.
Yeah. No. I don't think because he can't get in here without me.
We got Scarlett singing this song to Dad in South Carolina.
I wrote a little book for him. It's called Pearls of Wisdom. It says, "The Conversations with My Father, the Greatest Generation's Son." So, and it's by Under 21 Publishing in Billerica, Mass.
The last time we had a world war.
So I'm gonna share a couple of things with you. You guys will get an idea of what I wrote here for Dad, because these guys haven't seen this yet. So I wrote little clips of Dad and what he text messaged me or what he would leave on the voicemail for me. So this one was a voicemail. This is Dad on WD-40. So he sent a message on WD-40. And his entire message was, "Chris, come over. I just sprayed some WD-40 in my eye. Am I a dope? Dad." That was it.
What year was that?
That was probably like 2 years ago, but it was just the text. And it was just like, "Am I a dope?" I'm like, "Probably." Here's one on the 1970s. "In the 1970s, when you were with your Uncle Charlie, you were naked. Dad." Which is pretty much true, right? Yeah. If it was the 1970s, Uncle Charlie was always naked.
Nature boy.
This one was on Integrity. In the old days, if you hit someone in your car, you would back up and then run them over to make sure they were dead. Dad. He sent that to me on a text message. I had no idea why he was sending it to me. Right? No context. Dad on the Taliban. You ready for this one? Dad on the Taliban.
This is terrible.
Chris, I'm watching the Taliban on the news. The Taliban are really putting down women lately, aren't they? They really don't want women in the same classrooms learning. I'm sure we will hear more from the Taliban. The only thing a woman mechanic wants to do is something else. Dad. That was him on the Taliban.
Dad, what does that mean?
You want to hear Dad's first encounter with calling. A gay man?
He's calling.
Oh, he's calling. All right. We should do this
Dad's
one.
Dad's on the phone. Let's get it live.
Because this one will be embarrassing.
Get it live if his lungs is
I have a little note on his first encounter with a gay man. We should just put on. We should just have him call in at this point.
It's like
49
roast.
Minutes.
Hi, Dad. You all fine?
Call in from
51 minutes left of the show, Dad.
Call in from downstairs. Yeah. So the first gay man I knew, I was in the sixth grade. This is Dad talking.
Oh, no.
The first gay man I knew, I was in the sixth grade. I was walking on the path to school, and my buddy came running out toward me and yelled, "Johnny is over in the bushes giving out BJs. Do you want one?"
Dad said he wanted a hug.
And I asked Dad if he got one. And he said a few people did, but I said no, thank you. And then I asked Dad if the BJ was free, and he said it was. I still said no. So good for him. He's a man's man. He's always been a man's man.
That's why you have children.
Get to work in a wrench.
Come on now.
This one was good too.
That's a funny story.
On special events, this is Dad on special events. He sent me a message that says, "Chris," this was a voicemail message. He called very frantic. I had no idea what he was talking about. I hadn't heard from him in days. He called me very frantic and he said, "Chris, I don't know where you are, but today is recycling day." And then he hung up the phone. And then afterwards he called up and he asked, "Do you have any batteries to recycle?" I'm like, no. And I'm like, "That's what you did today, recycling day?" Yeah. This is what an 81-year-old man does. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting what he does.
He doesn't show up on time and he says some things that are just kind of out there. Yeah. On Newark, New Jersey. His dad on Newark, New Jersey as we drove by Newark, New Jersey.
The armpit of the earth?
It's close, very close.
Very close.
Yeah, he said, "Chris, have you ever been to downtown Newark?"
Your brother lives there.
He said, it's a crap pit. Never go. And then as we were driving by, he said, "Do you want to pull in and look at it?"
I knew you'd say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go to Patterson.
Yep. Yeah. And then he's like, "Nobody I know has ever had a good time in Newark."
Newark's the sister of Boston.
Actually, I tried not to fly through there because the flights are always canceled or late.
Yeah.
Or you get stranded there.
Have you heard Dad talk about vanilla for some reason? He talked about how vanilla costs more than ever now. And this is before COVID and everything else.
Vanilla bean, yes.
So vanilla bean and vanilla extract has gone up quite a bit.
Quite a bit.
And Dad said, he said to me on the phone, "Did I tell you about the shortage of McCormick vanilla? There's bulk vanilla at Costco. Chris, why aren't you buying more vanilla and storing it in your house?" I went to Costco and I said, "Your vanilla is $32.99. How are you guys making any money here at Costco?" And the guy from Costco looked at me and said, "Who are you?"
"What's your name?"
Dad. That's it.
You walk out with a six-pack of vanilla?
Yeah. Yeah.
They better gave him a free bottle to go.
Yeah.
Get out of the store.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, you get the generational gaps, you know, when they... there's a lot of race and a lot of sexist and racist stuff with those generations.
A lot of anger with those 40s people.
Yeah, the greatest generation sons and daughters are a little different.
They'll be gone in 10 years.
No. So.
Eric, did you find him?
No, no luck.
No, no.
All
luck.
Right. Well,
no, Dad.
We're 25% done with the show.
WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford. Oh, I thought you said FMO.
No, MFO.
Oh, you did. All right.
I just sound different. I'm from Boston.
It's
MOFO.
WMOFO.
Oh. Yeah. I'm going to put on a little Lafreak in the background. Imagine Dad dancing to this in the 70s when he was single, and Uncle Charlie's naked. Oh, there he is.
Look who it is.
How'd he get in?
Where's Waldo?
How did he even get in? My dad, Dad's here. Oh, take a shot of
him. Play the song, freak.
I have to get a picture of that.
Yeah, you got to take a picture of him.
Let's go to the bathroom.
So he's here, and the first thing he does is go to the bathroom. It's like it's a show. This is the show.
Play the show.
This is the show.
Travolta style.
Where is he?
I think he has it.
I don't know where he is. Oh, he's somewhere. There he is.
I called that.
Nope. Dad's here. Yeah. I'm waiting for him. Here's La Freak by Chic.
Got to wash his hands.
Uncle Charlie had this disco thing in the dojo.
Yeah.
And he used to hold parties, singles parties.
With the disco ball.
And everybody got naked. According to Dad, everybody got naked.
Bring your sleeping bag and your disco ball.
Yeah. Do you remember Uncle Charlie's girlfriend? She was always naked.
Donna.
Yeah, yeah, she was always naked. I mean, we were kids. She was always walking around nude, you know?
Always Cliffy's special friend.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with being nude. All right, let's take a little... We'll take a little pause here, listen to a little La Freak, and we'll get Dad in the studio. I don't know how he got up the stairs. I don't know how he got in through security.
He said he was
but he's here, and now he's trying to figure out one of the two bathrooms we have here. I'm just going to make sure he's not peeing in the broom closet. Yeah, making sure he's not peeing in the broom closet. It's WMFO in Medford. Be right back. It's Chris's Helpful Tips / Time Travel 2.0 2024. Thanks for listening to Freeform Station. WMFO in Medford. Paul's here. Happy 81st birthday, Dad.
I'm here.
Yeah. Very stubborn. Very stubborn. 4:30. That's all I asked. Coming 4:30.
I saw the back show, the back roads of all the housing in Medford.
You know, I've got somebody on the line here that wants to ask you a question there. Caller, can you hear us on the line? Are you there?
Sit down.
Can you hear us on the line, caller?
Hello.
Hello, Carl. Maybe not. Can you hear me?
Careful. Happy birthday.
We got to do TikTok.
Give me a call. Give me a call back. I lost you. We have somebody on the line that wants to talk to you too, Paul.
Hi.
Yeah. Hello. Okay, so now he doesn't have a microphone. There we go.
With a mic.
Come on.
Here comes the mic. So, I've been here before. So, it's been a long time.
Yeah, but you were supposed to meet me at 4:30. It's now 6:20. I've been here for almost an hour and 30 minutes.
I should have taken your ride.
That's right.
Anna, I can blame it on Anna and Leo.
So the stubbornness of an Earl, that's like... Yeah. You know, we don't want to
read from the book.
We don't want to. We don't want to be too well. We have the caller. Can you hear me, caller?
WMFO in Medford.
WMFO in Medford. Can you hear me, caller?
Yes, I can. Sorry, I was dropped.
All right. There we go. So we have a caller on the line and wants to say hello to Paul on his 81st birthday. Go ahead, caller.
Right.
Georgie, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Well, I'm in Charleston. I need directions to your house. I got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. He's in Charleston. Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. He wants to use your bathroom in Charleston.
In Charleston.
So, yeah. George.
No, we're out on John's Island.
Yeah.
You ever been there?
Not too far. That's good. Okay. No.
And you live in
Charleston? I really got
to
go.
And you live in Charleston?
He said he really has to go to the bathroom, Dad. He didn't want to start a conversation. He needs to use the toilet.
I remember where it was here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was here for quite a few things.
George, how is it down there? You enjoying it?
Well, the food's great.
Yeah.
Did you go take pictures of that house yet?
Well, have you been to the McDonald's on John's Island?
The McDonald's?
I have not.
Yeah. Well, when you travel, you got to visit every McDonald's. That's right. Fine cuisine.
Yeah, and the other fine cuisine, there's a new Mike's sub shop.
Yeah. So
right at the River Street in Bay Bank.
Good steak and cheese, Dad says.
So Dad's saying every time you're in Charleston, make sure you have diarrhea when you travel.
Get your cholesterol in.
Yeah.
As long as I could use his toilet.
Yeah. He needs to use the toilet.
Knock on the door and ask for Jimmy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the public bath, there's one at the CVS right near the McDonald's. That's in the back. That's where you can get all your shots.
Yeah.
I'm trying to avoid all these public bathrooms, Paul.
That's our brother George.
Yeah.
I need a nice...
You realize who this is, right, Dad? You know this is George, right?
This is George, our
this
brother.
This is George, yeah?
Yeah.
He's right down the street from your house right now.
He's in disguise.
Yeah.
No, he's really down the street
He's really in South Carolina.
Hi, George.
He's really down business. There.
Yeah. You are?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
About 7 minutes away.
Who are you visiting?
I'm at the Andrew Pickney Inn.
What's the name?
Downtown.
Downtown.
So who are you visiting?
I'm visiting Laura's cousin. The College of Charleston basketball team is playing a couple games. I'm down here to watch those.
Did you watch any of the games yet? Are they winning?
They won last night's game. Yeah.
Nice. Give a shout out to the shout out to the player.
Hi, Laura.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you been on King Street yet? Have you been on King Street or Meeting Street?
Dad's talking right over it, George. Say the name of the player again of the basketball. Go ahead.
This isn't great radio. I'm sorry. don't worry.
No. Say it again. Say it again.
Laura's cousin Frankie had 16 rebounds. He played well.
Frankie
Frankie.
Go Frankie. Then awesome. Give his last name again, George.
Policelli.
Policelli.
Nice.
Sounds a little Polish.
Nice. Yeah. All right.
Not Italian.
Italian, that's what I thought.
That's Italian. Viva Italia.
Viva.
Nice. Dad, you ever been to a basketball game down there yet?
No.
You ever been to Italy, Dad?
See. You ever go to Italy?
I haven't been really been. I've been downtown a lot of times. Katie's been down there for 8 years.
You ever kiss a girl?
Yeah, down there? You mean besides my wife? And your mother?
They're listening to this.
Nice.
Those are two sure guesses.
Yeah, sure. Right. Yeah, why not? Right. Why not?
More than once.
All right, let me wrap it up here with George, unless he feels like staying on the line and gabbing with us. George, you got a moment, or you still got a, or did you already go number two?
No, I'm going to rush and go number two, but afterwards I'm going to be hungry. So, Paul, do you have any dinner recommendations on King Street?
Dinner recommendations, Dad.
There's a nice small Italian restaurant which is open late and it's good. I think his name is Mario's, like so many Italian restaurants.
Nice.
Mario's. But
there's plenty of fine dining. If you want to go down near the Hilton Hotel, which is down toward the waterfront, You know, that's first class. The millionaires are down there dining.
Do you hear that, you know, George?
And they're just
on the way to John's Island.
Is Nikki around doing any campaigning?
I haven't seen her.
No.
Have you seen Dolan?
Oh, wait, are you following Nikki?
Are we following Nikki?
I think she kind of fell off.
You know where she lives? You know where she lives? Kiawah Island.
No,
I live on John's, then there's James Island, and there's a bunch of islands. Have you gone to the beach yet? To Folly Beach, F-O-L-L-Y.
There you go, George.
You going to see it?
I get Folly Beach recommended. Yep, I'm going to go check that out.
Yeah, all kinds of people. That's sort of like what Falmouth would be like on Cape Cod. A big, long beach, and it's got all this restaurants. It's got everything going on.
All right.
Including weddings. And the highlight of Folly Beach so far this year, and it was a shame. At the beginning of April, a man got married to his wife. The brother was there. When they left about 10 o'clock, they head back to the hotel to consummate their marriage or whatever was going on.
What happened?
Guess what? Somebody was intoxicated, a young lady, 25 years old. She was way over the limit. And she drove a car going an estimated, I don't know, 60, 65 miles an hour into the back of the big, you know, it looks like a golf cart, but they're big down there.
All right.
She rammed the golf cart.
Sure.
And the bride was killed at the scene.
Great story, Dad.
And the husband.
What a downer.
The husband and the brother were driving the cart. They both survived.
Yeah.
Okay. But what a ride it was. I happened to be taking Jenny, my wife, for a doctor's appointment, and we decided to drop by Folly Beach that afternoon. So when I went in, it was NBC, the local radio station, and a lady sitting in it, and I couldn't figure out what she doing. There was nobody at that end of the beach. It was near the entrance, and she had done a TV spot for the NBC News that night.
All right.
But that made national news.
Well, let's have George talk for a minute, Dad.
Go ahead,
George.
I'll try not to get on. So I'll where try else not you going? The news when I go.
George, the angel. Just one more thing. The angel oak tree, the largest oak tree in the USA.
Oh yeah,
and
I've been hearing about
world.
This. You got to see the oak tree, George.
Yeah, you got to go see it.
117.
I live 1 mile away from that.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can go down. You can go down the Bay Bank Highway.
You got to put on Morris Day, the oak tree.
Yeah.
Go in. Remember, Eric will remember that one.
Oh yeah.
The oak tree. Remember that one?
Sounds fun.
You oak tree. You want
No, this one's Morris Day. This is Prince's buddy.
Yeah.
The oak tree.
The warm-up band.
Yeah.
But you want to hear the rest of the oak tree story?
Yes. Go ahead.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, let's listen to the rest of the oak tree.
The rest of the oak tree story was this retired gentleman, and he's painting pictures of the oak tree. So I said, oh, how nice. I said, this is what you do every day? He says, yes. I says, are they for sale? Yes. Depending on how good they come out, they range from $300 to $500. I said, oh. And then I said,
how long does it take him to make one? 10 minutes?
No, quite a while.
Yeah.
Naturally, he spends more time on the $500 painting than the $300 one. Okay, but then I said, well, what do you do for a living? Are you retired? And he says, well, yeah. But he says, I don't have any problems because my wife's a surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
So he's all set. He can paint for the rest of his life.
He's making good money.
It's just like Eric.
What if you said that in Boston? What would happen?
Yeah.
But
I'm there.
Did you get the ticket? Yeah.
And since I was last there, they fenced it in with chain link fence.
Nice.
They don't want anybody in there.
Dad, you realize that the radio show is only 60 minutes long now, right?
You can't cut any bark from the oak tree. It's estimated it's going to live 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Just
somebody
like
tear it down for a beer.
So George, as usual, there's a lot of information to work with.
Oak tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good place to hide. A
lot of information to work with there, George. So he's probably George, flying home to Boston right now.
The fence.
Yeah.
Say, I climbed the tree.
Well, thank you, Paul. I'm going to go find that oak tree and take it number two.
Put it to the test, George.
No, put a number two in the oldest,
the
oldest oak tree.
It's complete with lavatories.
The oldest oak tree is going to have the newest poop under it.
From Boston.
That's right.
That'll be good for the painting.
Yeah, all right.
Be good for the soil.
Maybe Dad could start snapping pigeons with a smart WMFO.
All right, George. Yeah, thanks for calling in. It's WMFO in Medford.
Good luck, Frankie.
Good luck, Frankie.
See you, Frank.
Yep.
Good luck,
Frankie. Yep.
When are you coming
back? Go Charleston.
When are you coming?
He's coming back now.
You're flying JetBlue.
Little oak tree in the background.
He's taking a direct flight.
No kidding.
All right.
A little more estate, Dad.
So, Dad, here we go. So, we got 29 minutes for your wisdom on your 81st birthday. You have any thoughts for 2024 moving forward? Where we are? What's our biggest crisis in 2024? Do you think?
Well, right now, who we're going to elect to be the next president?
All right, all right.
That's going to be biggest Same crisis. So if it's Trump, remember he's going to be a dictator on the first
Let's
day.
Let's not get into politics.
And you know what dictators do to their generals, don't they?
Well.
How do you? What do you think?
Usually, let the generals run things.
Yeah, the famous, Ethiopia had a dictator, right?
Okay.
Who else had a dictator? Iran had his dictator.
All right.
The Shah of Iran, remember him?
Sure.
Yeah.
Egypt.
Yeah.
And you know
There's
when
a
they
good
took?
Movie with dictator.
You know, the last thing you want to be is a general working for that dictator, because if the dictator goes, all the generals go too.
All right, so we're asking the right questions. So what's the fix? Any fix?
The fix?
More people running for president? Is that what you're saying? We need to see more people run for president.
I'm still waiting for
more people.
I'm
from
still
Boston.
Waiting for the conventions.
All right.
My guess is.
So it's patience. Wait until somebody runs. Why don't you run? You're 81. You could run.
You're
in better shape than Biden.
Like
there
Biden.
You go, Dad. Shipping off to Boston.
I'm 2 months younger than Biden.
Yeah.
And my friend Everett Springer, he was born 2 days before Biden.
Yeah. Yep.
And he's going to vote for Trump again.
Oh, my.
Oh, well. All right. So, all right. Coming into the 1940s, Dad, what is your earliest memory? Can you think of the first thing that you remember as a young lad?
As a young lad? Well,
what's the first thing that you remember?
Okay. People being born on what had been a dairy farm, okay, with maybe one barn of cows. There might have been 20 of them or something. My first memories, besides of my grandpa Smith trying to milk the cow manually, and the other memory was of Mary Ellen, Susabella, Prince, and Mary Ellen was the mama cow.
Yep.
Susabella was her baby.
Yep.
And Prince was our dog.
So you had so your earliest memories are the animals,
no,
pretty much.
Well, that and really Grandpa Smith, because my father was in the Merchant Marine, and half the time, more than that, he was off.
You told me a memory as a child.
He was
Dad.
Off fighting World War II in the Merchant Marine.
He told me it was the last, as he grew up, the generation of people from the Civil War that had no limbs, that lost them in the field of battle against other Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah, my father
pretty
made...
Pretty wild, yeah.
My father made 42 voyages to Europe and South America.
So...
delivering oil, troops, cargo on Liberty ships and also T-2 tankers.
T-2 tankers.
And that's what he continued. Now think about it. Everybody... He was a destroyer navigator in World War I, and everybody's on recall. So along, Charles was born in January of 42. My mother's pregnant with me, and Papa has been teaching history and economics at BMC Durfee High School in Fall River for 21 years. And guess what happened to him? Drafted right back into the Merchant Marines to serve the country. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter how many kids you had.
You go free France, storm in Normandy.
All right, you ready for the next question?
Yep.
So what is the occupation that you wish you had done? What's the occupation you think you would have really enjoyed?
Well, I enjoyed my work in production control and working in manufacturing. Production control was my major. The biggest disappointment, okay, was...
Russell?
No.
The Tomahawk? No. During the war?
It was my...
No, I'm sorry.
That
was
Raytheon. That wasn't Honeywell.
No.
Honeywell no. made a lot of Vietnam no. stuff.
The biggest disappointment, and you worked there too, was the rise and fall of the mini computer business being with an end. Mm-hmm. At peak, Honeywell Information Systems and the merger with the French running it, calling Group Bull.
Yep.
The big disappointment was the failure of 11,000 people at peak employment surviving.
So less than 2,000.
Because I was a boss too, and the toughest thing to do in life is lay off people.
Mm-hmm.
And it reached a point, and especially the ladies would cry, and I would say, you don't have to cry, we're all going the same way, because the company was failing.
Yeah.
When the French bought us out, they lost $1 billion.
All right, so going back to my question, what is the job you would have liked that you didn't do?
Well, I'll tell you one job was, I started in the factories.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally getting into administrative information technology, and I took care of all the data circuits for 170 plants,
mm-hmm.
and subsidiaries everywhere in the U.S. And that was good.
Yeah.
But one thing I finally realized, just like Grandpa Bradford,
yep.
he was working his tail off working for Raytheon, and he was making, you know, products for Vietnam. Normally that Jeep that used to tow something which would fire, detect missiles, etc.
Yeah, yeah.
And working in manufacturing, okay, you weren't paid enough compared to these administrative jobs, okay, and, you know, software programming and systems analysts. And emailed administrators, etc.
Yeah,
that's where the money was.
Let me take a direct turn here, Russ. If you could do anything else, what would you have done?
Been a world traveler.
World traveler, Eric. What would you have done?
Well, when I was really young, before I knew any better, I wanted to be an astronaut.
Yeah, I wanted to be a plumber. There we go. Let's end that topic. Okay. Angela, what would you want to be?
I was trying to think. I'm not sure.
No?
You know?
No.
World traveler, maybe?
You're a little
no,
kid?
Just,
no?
Air stewardess?
No. Oh, work on an island. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, why not? Bartender, yeah. Working. You know the what tattoo. I think would be a fun job if you didn't have to worry about it? Just work on those bar islands that are like in the center of the pool,
yes.
You know? And they have that weird shot that's like made out of like syrup.
The drinks
if you go to the Dominican,
the pool,
yeah, it's like all kinds of weird stuff that'll
drink.
Make people like
just
turn. Yeah.
The pina coladas are always nice in the pool.
So Dad, right. You came in late, but I wrote a book for you. It's called Pearls of Wisdom.
We've been reading it.
It's Conversations with My Father, the Greatest Generation's Son.
Right. WFO in Medford.
No. You want to listen to WMFO in Medford? Here we go on buying a second home. You want to hear what Dad sent me a message on buying a second home? We bought a second home in South Carolina. Ginny has already filled up two of the rooms with fabric and porcelain flowers. Dad.
And she's...
That was one of the messages.
What does
and
that
she's
mean?
Designated the middle bedroom as her sewing room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm.
And no basement.
And on the average, three, if not four, packages come in every week with fabric.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay?
She's making a body bag, Dad.
And the fabric and the quilters, their logo is... She or he who dies with the most fabric wins.
There we go. You got to make sure it's staying happy, right? I guess that's the key.
And do you remember Ken Prine from Toastmasters?
Maybe.
I think you were gone. When I was in the Billrick of Toastmasters, Ken Prine was a Dutchman.
Okay.
Okay, he was in World War II.
Flying pirate.
Okay. And Ken Prine... He was still riding a motorcycle.
Okay.
And he's still alive. I go visit him once in a while. But he was amongst prisoners of war and another friend I had named Jerry Post. right. Who was working for Educated Biscuit in Lowell, Mass.
Sure.
They were a competitor with Nabisco for making cookies. And Ken Prine, okay, and Jerry Post used to talk about, you know what used to happen in the German POW camps?
I can only imagine.
They were massive.
I thought you were going to say something. Yeah, okay. So they were massive, and what happened?
And Jerry Post, who was a Dutchman too, you know what they did every day?
I have no idea.
I'm talking about these POW camps with maybe thousands of people in it.
Jerry got caught.
Every day to teach everybody a lesson, they better obey orders.
Mm-hmm.
They better not try to escape.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because if they caught those people, they were shot. But Jerry Post used to say, you got to be like a chameleon. Don't flinch, don't move, don't turn your head to look at any of the soldiers with guns.
Yeah.
Otherwise, every single day, they got rid of maybe anywhere from, you know, 1 to 5 prisoners.
All right.
Just to teach them a lesson.
We've gotten very far away from the fabric, but okay.
After the show.
Yeah. Here's another thing Dad said to me on highway travel. The highways aren't full of traffic accidents. It's just full of effing slow people.
That's
the highways
what I
aren't
said?
Full of traffic accidents. It's just full of slow people. Yeah.
That's what I said.
All right. Everybody's going to get this one right. What is the best pee jug? Does anybody remember?
The orange juice container.
That's right. Yeah, that's what a specific one.
Fit in it.
It's the Tropicana orange juice container.
Exactly.
So this was Dad on travel on the Tropicana orange juice container.
Yeah.
The best pee jug is the Tropicana orange juice 128-ounce bottle. There is not a penis on earth that won't fit into this container. Look at it. And he motioned to me with the jug that was half full as I was driving. And he said, every human penis will fit in this. I always carry one.
Dad's words are wisdom.
I'm always carrying what is now the 50,
you don't have to stop.
The 59-ounce Tropicana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
59s.
With the large cap.
But when you had three boys, you needed the 128. And we'd fill that sucker up to the brim.
Right to the top.
Right to the top.
Dad would be screaming.
Yeah. I remember tossing it out on the Winnipesaukee Highway. And Dad was so mad at me because the pee jug just flew everywhere. And I'm like, we're done with this. We are done with this jug. Yeah, but we can never pull over. You always had to go in the jug. It was mild torture.
What are you doing? Keep driving.
Yeah.
You know what brings me? My father's nickname for needing to relieve yourself.
What was that?
Was we're going to Aunt Sally's.
Oh, nice. I've never heard that one.
You never heard
that's
that
a good one.
No.
Yeah.
On my all the trips, going to take for a joyride.
No.
Yeah.
No, my father being extremely frugal. Remember, he went broke both in the crash of 1929.
Yep.
So he would have been
1912.
39 then. And 1929 and 1933.
Wow.
Yeah. At peak, he was a school teacher now, still single.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And he would, on our way to Boston, in his Chevy, 1953, he buys a Chevy panel truck. You know, what you see the bread person.
Okay.
On the route, deliver your bread and open this, and he puts a bed on it, a spring bed with a mattress at the so he can sleep in it.
Nice.
When he goes off, and what he did, we'd have to sit in the two front seats, and somebody would sit in the back on the mattress, and we'd go up Route 138, and it was always up in Stoughton, where there was a golf course, where you could just get out. Okay, and there was a hole up there for the house go, but that would be called Aunt Sally's, where we would all relieve ourselves.
Yep.
I don't know what my sister did. I think she went off into the woods with some toilet paper.
Yep.
But that's what we would do before we got to Mattapan, where we could take the subway into Boston, we'd have to switch.
Nothing like getting off of Mattapan.
And we'd get off.
That's next to Dudley.
If it was a beautiful, nice day, we'd get off at the John Hancock Building and get to go up and look at the tallest building in Boston.
Nice.
And then we'd walk back through the common. Sometimes we get to ride on the swan boats, the public garden and the common. And then we'd end up going to Neisner's on Washington Street, where if we were really good, you'd get French fries and a banana split.
Nice. You used to bring me for banana splits at Friendly's. We used to go to the movies. I've been asking you to go to the movies for the last 30 years, and you won't go with me anymore.
Well, it hasn't been 30 years.
It's been a long time. When was the last movie we saw? It had to be in the 90s.
But what we used to have when Katie was born in 84, you know, Saturday night was usually Jenny watching The Golden Girls. 1984, 85, 86, right?
Yeah.
Love Boat.
Right?
Island.
The Golden Girls. And Dennis I would Island, take Love Chris Boat. To the Golden Showcase Girls. Cinemas in Lawrence.
Yeah.
Where we saw all of the...
All the sexy Hispanic ladies.
Walking to eight different movies. Yeah. Which Bulger Veterinary Clinic and empty parking lot for comedies.
They're both showcases are closed. They used to be, too. And we saw...
I saw them torn down. It was pretty sad, but it was pretty neat.
We saw the Back to the Future movies there.
Yeah. We saw Aliens there, too. A great one to see. That was a great one to see on the big screen.
We went to the IHOP after that.
Saw a lot of movies there.
Sometimes, did I ever take...
Denny's and Bill and Bob's Roast Beef.
Yeah, we had that roast beef place. It changed its name from the original. Mm-hmm. That was my first job was in the Honeywell Lawrence plant. Six months I worked there.
What year was that?
66.
66?
You worked with the tow guy.
Did you buy the GTO the same year?
I bought the GTO in 66, yes.
Yeah. All right, favorite car. Was the favorite car the GTO or was it the camper? Or was it something else we don't know about?
Something else you don't know about.
No, it actually...
You got your bike, too.
Well, if you wanted a muscle car, it was buying the GTO. Yeah. And especially when a list price was $3,200 on my way home from the job in Taunton, I'd stop by and see the sales guy twice a week.
With cash or with a check?
No, with dad attitude.
No, I would tell him it's a cash deal.
Yeah.
And I'd show him the cash.
Yeah.
Every week.
And well, until
and you whittled him down.
Can you believe he brought a list price car of $3,200 down to $2,800?
Wow,
$2,800 took it.
Imagine that? That's 25%, right?
How many weeks did you do that for, Dad? 2 months, right?
Hmm?
8 weeks.
How many weeks?
8 weeks. It took him to get $400 back in '66.
Yeah. 66. You know what that was in today's money?
That's what all the
five times.
That's what all the jewelers do with diamonds.
$30,000. Yeah,
that's what all the jewelers do with the diamonds. They're like, it's got a little flaw. Let me look at it again. And then they come back a month later. Let me look at it again. Let me look at it again.
And the biggest ripoff is going in with the sterling silver antiques from the previous ancestors.
Yep.
You get $11 an ounce.
And the guy, you know what they do?
Yeah.
The knives are hollow, right?
They're knives?
They're weighted down.
Depends on how old they are and what they're
well,
made of.
Depending. Well, they are. And the Bedford jeweler
you won't
guy,
see the solid silver
you know,
anymore.
He headed out to come and take one apart and show me it. It's not all
cut it
silver.
Right in half.
Yeah.
Eric, you want to tell the story about Dad?
Come on, Eric.
Which one?
I'm just trying to vision.
Taking it all in?
Yeah.
Dad's silver tea sets like aren't real.
We always get a lot of topics with Dad. I have to mention, Dad, you are considered one of my favorite guests here on Time Travel with WMFO. Did you know that? A lot of people have called in. They said, how's your dad doing?
Yeah, we did a lot of them.
And I'm like, I don't think he's ever going to come back because you said you were getting tired and you made it in. You were late, but you made it in. That's why I was trying to make it easy.
I was ahead of schedule.
Yeah. I'm sure we're going to talk about.
Here's what I had
somehow
to do.
I had to talk
to Ann.
Why?
And then I had to talk to Atelio's.
Why?
He's had
This is the show, Dad. This is the show. This is work. This is what people do.
He said, what do we talk? He's had Parkinson's for 15
years. Yeah, but
years.
He's going to have Parkinson's at 7 o'clock when we're done with the show.
I know.
You know? Don't forget that was your show,
Dad. But my first call.
It's your birthday.
I was going to leave at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
11 minutes, 20 seconds.
And I ended up calling you at 4:15.
At least you're here.
And thinking of the red house and the traffic, you never know what it's going to be.
I knew what it was going to be. I've been coming here for 17 years. I knew that I would get here on time. I was here very early.
Oh, I know. Yeah, were you?
But
yeah.
We're here now. It's all right.
Yeah. You got about 10.
WMFO in Medford.
So did you just make up that booklet?
Oh, no.
No, this has been in the works for years. You want to hear what you say about tuna fish to me?
Yes.
Are you ready?
What does it say?
I have hundreds of these. I was present. That's why I wanted you on time. I was going to present it to you. This is going to be part of the deal.
How many more minutes?
We only got 10 minutes left now. It used to be a two-hour show.
On
tuna. For a number of years, Dad and myself went on whale watches every summer. He would always bring us. He would always bring his own lunch, and he'd always bring his own cooler. And I preferred buying something on the boat in the galley. And the galley made some nice sandwiches, so I always relented because Dad would go, Chris, do you want a tuna fish sandwich? And I would say no. And then he would ask me again, do you want a tuna fish sandwich? And about 15 minutes later, I would say no, I don't want a tuna fish sandwich. And he said, I made them for the boat. There's one for me and one for you. Have a tuna fish sandwich. So I finally ate the tuna, and I tried it, and there was a bone in my sandwich. And I said, Dad, there's a bone in my sandwich. Yeah. And you said, mine is good. They can't all be winners. That's what you said to me. Mine is good. They can't all be winners. And I was like 12.
What was my favorite tuna? You know what my favorite tuna was? Did you mention it?
Bumblebee.
Bumblebee.
It was always Bumblebee.
Yeah. Bumblebee albacore.
And it's not the same anymore, the Bumblebee.
No, the albacore comes from different places now.
Different fish.
Yeah. The albacore comes to different places. Do you want to hear Dad on The Shining, the Stanley Kubrick movie, The Shining from 1980? This is what he said. There's nothing better than the wife looking at 800 pages of the same effing thing and realizing that Jack was crazy. It was better than the axe scene where he chops the door down and the blood in the elevators. To me, the truly terrifying moment of the movie is the realization from the wife that her husband Jack is just effing crazy.
Dad's words.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Jack Nicholson. Yeah.
Yeah. Good
that
stuff.
Was funny. Good movie.
It was a horror movie.
Oh, it's great.
It's a horror movie. But yeah, the madness of Jack. Yeah. Yeah. So, yep. All kinds of things going on tonight. We're going to go out for dinner, as far as I know. Were you still going to Polcari's, Dad, or are you just up for anything now?
No, as far as I know, we're going to Polcari's.
All right.
Which
all right.
is fine.
Sounds good. Well, how about you got to give us some wisdom. How about a little wisdom? Tell us a favorite story, maybe, from the 80s and 90s. Or the 60s. What's a memory that sticks out for you?
Well, the memory that sticks out was my father's ability to memorize the whole cremation of Sam McGee from Tennessee. Go look it up.
Sam McGee from Tennessee.
The cremation of Sam McGee.
That's a poem, isn't it?
You can do it in prose,
right?
Well, it's sort of both, I guess. But mm-hmm. Papa did it. He knew the whole thing from beginning to end. You know, class of 1912 at Harvard chemistry major, and I mean he graduated with honors in
senior
chemistry.
Bush graduated in that class.
Yeah. So what was the name of it again? Tell me, and I'll look it up.
The cremation of Sam
cremation
McGee.
Of Sam McGee.
Cremation of Sam McGee.
Yeah, it's not. Right. Sam McGee was from Tennessee, where the cotton blooms and grows. And then he goes on a night on a barge at Lake Ravage. I cremated Sam McGee, but he went on and had the total thing memorized. Yeah, he used to be big in the thespians at Durfee High School.
It's interesting. Maybe I got a piece of that from him.
Yeah.
When I started doing
where are the ashes?
Art and entertainment stuff.
In retirement, you'd find him fast asleep. We'd go to Little Compton, Rhode Island, to the next foreclosure on some farm down there, and he'd always buy a box of old books. At the most, it used to be a buck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the 50s. So he'd be getting books by, you know, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde and all kinds of old books.
Black End books, good books.
And he'd be dozing away, reading a book, and then you'd find him fast asleep.
Very nice.
But that's what he did.
His dad's quote on being 90 years old, this is what he said about being 90 years old to me. When you are 90 years old, you fall and you break your hip. You die. It's as simple as that, and there's no way around it.
Dad's words of wisdom.
When did I say that?
That wasn't a text message to me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's...
We were talking about, a matter of fact, I believe we were talking about your neighbor who you saved. So I have a quote on heroism.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So last winter, this is from Dad as well. Last winter, the old lady across the street fell, and I saved her life. Yep. She fell, and I heard moaning like an animal was dying.
Yeah, it was 20 degrees out.
And there she was.
Winter morning, 20 degrees out.
And there she was, lying all twisted on the pavement with her hip up in the air, sideways.
Well, she was right at the exit to her door. And she fell out of the door and broke her hip. And then I heard the moaning.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's good I got up early that day because it was a Saturday morning.
It says, I picked her up by her open hip and she screamed very loudly.
Yeah.
So I put her in the car in the driveway and she's screaming at me to stop.
I started
the car up. That's what I was getting to.
I put the heater on. And
I
then
started,
I went over to call 911.
And then it says, I started the car up and I got her heater on for her.
I'll be right back.
And then I left. Dad.
Yeah, you want to know the follow up?
Yes.
Her husband was a well known artist in California. He was a professor in a college, and he made priceless pictures of portraits of Martin Luther King.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're in museums all over the country. His pictures, and he got Parkinson's disease.
No, that was brilliant. That was
he ended up
with
a brilliant. Yeah,
that was this kid Scott's foster parents.
Yeah,
that lived in the corner.
I got the cremation of Sam McGee in the background here. Let's see. It's by Johnny Cash, actually.
He used to go walking off, and the cops had to bring him home.
Mm-hmm.
From Parkinson's.
So this is actually a poem, and so it's talking over. So if anybody wants to check it out, it's The Cremation of Sam McGee, and you can look it up on online. On online banking, Dad, here's the last quote I'll give to you from this voluminous collection of quotes, the pearls of wisdom from Paul Earle. Online banking is the best thing that I have ever done. And I asked, what about the births of all of your children? Dad thought briefly, and then he doubled down. Online banking is the best thing that I have ever done. It's the best decision I have ever made, Dad.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that's what you said. So that's where we are in 2024.
That's right.
I'll let you pick the last song, Dad. What do you want to hear?
We got time for one song.
What do you want to hear? How about Billy Joel, Half a Mile Away? I remember listening to that in...
No, that my favorite song is "Staying Alive."
Oh, there we go. All right, that's a good one.
Dad's
all right, "Staying
song
Alive."
Is "Staying Alive."
The
something
Bee Gees.
We haven't learned in 81 years.
Oh yeah.
All right,
that's my song.
"Staying Alive."
Back to the nights in the dojo.
Because right now,
Uncle Charlie's
in 1978, I was in St. Anne's Hospital, getting rehab for my foot.
Right
after Uncle Charlie's dojo.
Yeah. Staying alive.
What? Oh, yeah.
All right.
I like the Bee Gees.
WMFO Medford.
Congratulations to Paul Earle for
Dad's
making
birthday.
81 years old today.
Hey, you're going to tell him what's happening to
good
me?
Good night, Medford.
What's happening to you? You're shrinking.
With your sister?
You're shrinking, right?
Yeah.
What?
I'm shrinking.
Yeah, you said you went from 5'7 to 5'3 now?
5'7 and a half to 5'6. Five three.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Turn up 60 seconds.
And I just renewed my driver's license for 5 years.
Beautiful.
No,
so you make it up to 86.
No limitations.
Got to go to AAA.
And the other thing I wanted to say, that so now I'm a grandpa.
60 seconds. You're a grandpa, yeah.
I'm a grandpa.
Congratulations to Katie.
And it's a baby girl who's now 2 and a half. And the baby boy is scheduled to be born in May of 2024.
Wonderful. All right. Final thoughts, Russ, Eric, final thoughts.
Dad, happy 81st.
Yeah.
Happy 81st. And I'm glad we cut out with the Bee Gees.
And I can honestly say I didn't think
Staying
I'd make
alive.
It.
Staying alive.
Angela?
Staying alive. Angela, words of wisdom for the day.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Yeah, thank you.
Medford, have a great night.
Have a great night, Medford. It's been Time Travel 2.0 with Chris Earle and Paul Earle and Eric Earle and Russ Earle and Angela. See you guys next week, 6 p.m. Yeah. Happy birthday, Dad.
Yeah, and I'm sorry I didn't get 15 more minutes in.
That's all right. Stay alive. Stay alive.
How many
Here we
more
go.
Pages you got?
Okay, plenty. Bye-bye. WMFO in Medford.